One of the basic concepts in understanding Avodat Hashem is the pasuk that says, "Ki im avonotechem." It is only your sins that separate between you and Hashem. Our capacity to connect to Hashem is our capacity to connect to emit, to truth. Hashem's signature is truth. When a person is truthful, then he recognizes his place in the world, and he can also recognize his place vis-a-vis Hashem and connect to Hashem. Sin is synonymous with falsehood. Why does a person sin? We discussed earlier, chote, be off mark. It's a stress in life. The stress is on the here, the now, the physical, the pleasure. The stress is on what I want. The stress is off. What separates between me and Hashem? The same thing that separates between me and the truth. My capacity to connect to Hashem is my capacity to connect to the truth. The more truthful I am with myself, the more truthful I can be about the world and connect to Hashem. Modesty is where Hashem is present. Why? Because modesty is synonymous with the truth. We spend our lives behind the facade. We live in an olam sheker. Every minute, we're thinking a million thoughts that have nothing to do with the truth. They have to do with the impressions we want to make on other people. They have to do with the things we want to accomplish in the world. Even in our avodat Hashem, our service of Hashem is encroached with all these different thoughts and feelings. And it's very hard for us to connect to the truth. Sometimes a person hits a point where he says, enough lies, I want to connect to the truth. At that point, he's breaking out. He's taking off what we might call the klipot. At that point, he's remorseful for the lost potential, of his past. And he has potential for growth in the future. That broken heart, that's where he can connect to Hashem. It's a breaking out. It's not a breaking in two. Okay. You with me? We're breaking out of the peel. So the broken heart, that's what the Baalei Mussar used to say. En shalem milev shavul. There's nothing more whole than a broken heart. What do you mean? The idea is the heart is breaking out of the encasings, the lies that it's being encased with. But what happens then is a remorse that I've been so distant from the truth. I've been away from home. We spend our lives being lonely. We spend our lives being a bat melech. You guys know the famous story of the bat melech, right? The princess, she married a shepherd. He said, I adore you. I cherish you. My princess. She says, fine, I'll marry. They come home. First day he goes out with the sheep, he comes home, he brings her, he says, honey, I got a surprise for you. She looks up, and he walks forward with a bucket of oats. She looks at his and says, what's that? He says, it's fresh oats, just for you. She musters a smile. They put it in bowls, they start eating oats. He's munching away and she's trying to be gracious. She's a princess. She spent her life with the greatest amenities. She knows cakes. She knows delicacies. He's bringing her oats. The next day he comes home. He has something behind his back. She looks up. He says, have a surprise. She says, what is it? He says, we skinned a new goat. I brought it for you. He takes out this stinky, bloody piece of goat's hair. She looks at it and he says, I'll clean it, but I brought it for you. And as he's cleaning it and she's smelling the smells, she remembers her home, she remembers where is she now. Day after day he tries to make her happy. He spends the first months of their marriage trying desperately to bring her the things he cherishes most, and she's never content. She's a princess. All of this, these are things she scoffs at. As hard as he tries, the more she feels distant from him, the more she feels lonely, the more she feels like their marriage is doomed. This, Chazal say, is the allegory for the soul in this world. Shlomo HaMelech said, we're going to learn it in Kohelet, "V'anefesh lo timale." You cannot fill the soul. The soul comes down to this world for great things. We have mitzvot. We have great capacity. And what do? We tell our soul, come, have a jaguar. Have a drink. Have a beer. Let's enjoy some physical in this world. Everything we try to give ourselves, we try to placate to make ourselves happy. And yet 99.999% of the world is unhappy. Why are they unhappy? Why are they lonely? Why can't they find satiation in the world? Because they're looking up the wrong tree. They're trying like the poor shepherd. He tries very hard. We spend our whole lives trying to make ourselves happy. We think, I'll only be happy. You know what? I'll have a job, I'll be happy. I'll be in college, I'll be happy. I'll have good friends, I'll be happy. I'll go to parties with them, I'll be happy. People will know I'm famous, I'm rich, I'm wealthy, I'm smart. And yet I'm not happy. Why is it that the whole world is unhappy? When we could only afford it, we go to psychologists. When we could only afford it, we take pills. Now I'm happy. Am I really happy? No, I'm empty. Why am I unhappy? The nefesh lo timale. The soul is, every night, is weeping. We go to sleep, and there's a loneliness. The soul says, that's not what I'm here for. We sense that we're not fulfilling our task in this world. And it's like the princess with the shepherd. So we're frustrated. So we try to hide our frustration. We try to busy ourselves. So we do other things. And we try to bask in the sunshine of the few moments where our physical could actually enjoy. There are moments when we enjoy. Come on, who are we kidding? You have a good slice of pizza. Those moments we enjoy. We try to hide behind that. But we spend our lives with frustration. So when we hit a lev nishbal v'nitkeh, elokim lo tivzeh, that's a heart that's broken with true remorse, with true recognition. Where am I? Where can I be? What am I? At that point, that's the beginning of connecting to truth. Clear? Yeah.
That's the idea of the tish, though, more of a...